Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Daniel 7, 9 to 14. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9 to 14. As I looked, thrones were set in place and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. Then I continued to watch because of the boastful words the horn was speaking. I kept looking until the beast was slain and its body destroyed and thrown into the blazing fire. The other beasts had been stripped of their authority, but were allowed to live for a period of time. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every tongue, every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. My theme for reflection is thrones, beasts, and the true king. Thrones, beasts, and the true king. If you have ever watched a courtroom drama, you know the kind of tension that hangs in the air when the judge walks in. Everyone stands, the gavel falls, and for a moment the chatter ceases. Now imagine that multiplied by 1,000, fire flowing like a river, thrones ablaze, and books opened. It is not just law and order, it is cosmic justice on full display. That is the kind of scene we step into in Daniel 7. Here in the middle of wild visions and terrifying beasts, Daniel introduces us to the Ancient of Days, God seated in pure burning majesty, and one like a son of man coming with the clouds. It is an image that is both awe-inspiring and strangely comforting. Among all the beasts and chaos, we are given a picture of a human figure, not just another monster clawing for power. This one is presented, not self-promoting. He is given dominion, not seizing it by force. His rule is eternal. And Christians through the centuries have seen the foreshadowing of Christ the King in this vision. But let us pause for a moment. Daniel was writing in a time of deep distress. The people of God were under brutal oppression by Antiochus IV Epiphanes, a king who fancied himself divine and trampled everything sacred. Daniel's visions were not escapist dreams. They were resistance literature. They proclaimed that however strong the beast looked, they were on borrowed time. However proud the kings became, their days were numbered. Karl Rahner, the German Jesuit theologian, once said, "The Christian of the future will be a mystic or will not exist at all." That is to say, only those who can hold fast to the unseen truths of God in the midst of visible chaos will remain faithful. Daniel invites us to be those mystics, to see beyond the fire and fury of earthly powers, and to believe that history bends not toward beasts, but but toward the throne of God and the reign of his Christ. For those of us feeling overwhelmed by the loudness of this world, the corruption, violence, injustice, and pride, Daniel 7 is good news. It reminds us that God sees, that the books will be opened, that the Ancient of Days has not vacated his throne, and that one like a human being, Jesus Christ, will reign in righteousness. But this vision does not just comfort, it commissions. Notice that in the wider context of Daniel 7, the kingdom is also given to the holy ones of the Most High, that is us, the faithful, the called. The ones who are to live now as citizens of that eternal kingdom, shaped not by fear but by faith, not by arrogance but by humility, not by power but by love. So as we celebrate Christ the King, we do so not merely with songs and symbols, but with allegiance. Our highest loyalty does not belong to any earthly power or party, but to the one whose dominion is everlasting. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what beasts in your life or world do they tempt you to forget who truly sits on the throne? Number two, how might you live differently if your primary allegiance was to Christ, the King above all else? And now our practical exercise for today. Today, choose one decision, small or large, and ask, what would it look like to make this decision as a citizen of Christ's kingdom? Then act on that answer, even if it costs you something. Ancient of Days, enthroned in glory, we praise you for your justice and your mercy. When the world roars with pride and power, remind us that you reign. May we find courage in your sovereignty and hope in your Son, who comes not to destroy, but to redeem. Shape us, O God, into people who live for your kingdom and your truth. In Jesus' name, our eternal King, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.